This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel continued to pound Gaza on Wednesday before sundown. Israel last week ordered some 1.1 million people in Gaza, almost half the population, to move south as it prepares for a ground offensive in retaliation for the worst Hamas attack on civilians in Israel's 75-year-old history. Israel has called up a record 360,000 reservists and has been bombarding the tiny enclave nonstop following Hamas's assault on southern Israel on October 7th, which killed about 1,400 people, mostly civilians. U.S. President Joe Biden has left Israel and is on his way back to the United States, a trip cut short and overshadowed by the explosion at a Gaza hospital, which killed hundreds. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakwasara has details.
Arriving in Tel Aviv Wednesday to show support for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, President Joe Biden said he was deeply saddened and outraged by the hospital explosion.
Based on the information we've seen to date, it appears the result of an errant rocket fired by a terrorist group in Gaza.
Biden said Israel has agreed that humanitarian assistance can begin to move from Egypt to Gaza and announced $100 million U.S. aid for Palestinians. He vowed to provide Israel what it needs to defend itself, but urged restraint in its retaliation.
You live by the rule of law. When conflicts flare, you live by the law of wars.
Netanyahu thanked Biden for his support. Patsy Wadakwasara, VOA News.
Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi on Wednesday said Egyptians in their millions would reject the forced displacement of Palestinians into Sinai, adding any such move would turn the Egyptian peninsula into a base for attacks against Israel. This is VOA News. News of a blast that's said to have killed hundreds in a Gaza hospital led to Arabs throughout the region heading to the streets in protest as regional tensions risk reaching boiling points. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In usually stable Jordan, angry protesters lit Israeli flags outside the Israeli embassy in Amman as riot police fired tear gas to disperse the crowds. One protester told the AP, "They're all normalizing Arab rulers. None of them are free. The free ones are all dead." What would have been a crucial meeting between President Joe Biden and Arab leaders fell through after Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas withdrew in protest. In Beirut, protesters aimed fireworks at police protecting the U.S. embassy, who retaliated with tear gas and water cannons. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Secretary General of Haiti's High Transition Council has been kidnapped, according to the head of the committee, which has been tasked with creating a roadmap for elections which have been penciled in for next year. Haiti, which last had elections in 2016 and has been without elected representatives since January, is facing a humanitarian crisis driven by powerful gangs who control large parts of the capital and have kidnapped hundreds of people. Local media reported that the official was kidnapped around noon in the capital Port-au-Prince by heavily armed men dressed as police officers. U.S. Representative Jim Jordan has lost his bid to be House Speaker for a second time, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In the second floor vote,
the Honorable Jim Jordan of the state of Ohio has received 199.
One fewer than yesterday, as he lost even more GOP colleagues. The next step is unclear, though what is clear is Jordan's path to the speaker's gavel is almost certainly gone, though allies like Arizona's Andy Biggs hold out hope.
I think people are going to change their hearts and their minds.
But with the House remaining paralyzed without a speaker, a bipartisan group is floating an extraordinary plan to give interim Speaker Patrick McHenry more power to reopen the chamber and conduct routine business. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Dutchman who was the prime suspect in the 2005 disappearance of an American woman vacationing in Aruba has confessed to her murder, prosecutors and the victim's family said Wednesday. 36-year-old Joran Vandersloot, as part of a guilty plea entered in a related case, confessed to killing Natalie Holloway on the Caribbean island, they said. Holloway, then 18, disappeared while on a high school graduation trip to Aruba. Her body has never been found. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.